Welcome back to the Deep Dive. And welcome to you, our visionary leaders.
Yeah.
You've really done some incredible work already in the program. I mean, tackling obstacles, confronting fears, you've been clearing the path. Seriously, that's a huge achievement. But now we need to make a bit of a shift. It's time to move from just clearing the path to actually, well, fueling your journey forward. So today we're diving into joy and motivation. And I love this metaphor from our sources. If fear is the fog that blocks your vision, enjoyment is the sunshine that lights your way. It brings clarity, warmth, and real momentum.
That's such a great way to put it, and it's absolutely crucial right now. This is the fuel you need before the final task. We see it all the time, leaders running on empty. Not because they lack skill, you know, but because the internal tank is dry. So the deep dive, it's all about uncovering those internal drivers, those things that truly sustain you, getting that inner spark ready.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how easy it is to get caught up in the external stuff, like, oh, bonus, or maybe a promotion, or just people saying good job. We think that's the fuel. But leadership, it's a long haul. It needs more than just sheer discipline. It really runs on what you genuinely love doing, what truly drives you from the inside out. So what's the difference? Our sources talk about two key internal fuels.
Exactly. Two distinct but related forces. First up, there's joy. Now, think of joy as that genuine sense of interest, fulfillment, maybe even ease, even when it's hard work. It's that flow state we hear about, where time just kind of disappears.
Right, you're totally absorbed.
Mm-hmm. And your energy feels sustained. It's not draining you. It's natural. And the sources point out, leaders who tap into this aren't just like happier. They actually foster more innovation in their teams. It's powerful stuff.
Wow, okay. So joy isn't just fluffy. It's actually strategic, a real advantage. And what about the second one? Motivation.
Precisely. Joy is magnetic. Then you have motivation. Think of this as your inner engine. External rewards, they give you a temporary push, maybe a little boost. But real motivation, the internal kind, that's what keeps you consistent, especially when things get difficult. It's that deep resolve. Understanding both of these, joy and motivation, well, that brings incredible clarity and resilience. It really changes how you approach leadership.
Okay, so it sounds powerful. How do we actually tap into these? How do we find them?
Well, the process laid out is pretty straightforward. It's two parts.
Right. Part one is finding your leadership joy. And this isn't just about listing things you're good at, okay? It's about what genuinely lights you up. Remember the sunshine metaphor. So you're going to reflect on at least five different times when you really felt in flow as a leader. Maybe you were running a workshop or, you know, navigating a tricky team meeting and ideas were just sparking, the energy felt right, and suddenly hours had passed. For each of those moments, you need to ask yourself two things. First, what exactly was I doing? And second, what was it about that task or that specific moment that made it feel genuinely enjoyable? Dig into the why.
Mm-hmm. It's about noticing those signals. Where does your energy naturally come from? What activities actually recharge you?
Exactly. Then comes part two, your leadership motivation. This is the inner engine piece. And to get at this, we use something called the pleasure and pain principle.
Mm.
It sounds a bit dramatic maybe, but the basic idea is simple. Our actions are usually driven by one of two things. Either we're moving towards pleasure, something we want to gain, or we're moving away from pain, something we want to avoid or escape.
And understanding both sides is key. It's quite strategic, actually. So what pain are you actively trying to avoid? It might not be physical. Maybe it's the pain of burnout you experienced before. So now you're like super strict about logging off at 6 p.m. That's pain avoidance motivating you.
Or seeing a relative struggle with health issues.
Right. Like seeing a parent with bad knees might motivate you to exercise, to avoid that future pain. That's a driver. And then there's pleasure. What are you moving towards? This could be that vivid picture you have of your future self as a leader. Or maybe the feeling you anticipate after sticking to a healthy habit. Tapping into both what you want to gain and what you want to avoid gives you a much stronger sort of dual-pronged understanding of your core drivers.
Okay, so you reflect on joy moments, then you dig into the pleasure you seek and the pain you avoid. What does this actually look like in terms of, you know, the task? What's the deliverable?
Right, the practical bit. You'll bring this all together in a single clear table.
And you create this in a new tab within your existing LDP Google Sheet. Just name that new tab, Joy and Motivation.
Exactly. And structuring it helps solidify the insights. The columns will guide you. You'll have column A, joy, what were you doing? List those five flow activities. Then column B, joy, what about that task or moment that made it enjoyable? List, say, three specific reasons for each activity in column A. Then column C, pains to avoid your motivation. List about five key pains. And finally, column D, pleasures to gain your motivation. List 5 things you really want to become or gain.
Perfect. So it's all laid out clearly. And really, the impact of doing this, of understanding your unique joy and motivation, it's huge. You're not just building a roadmap anymore. You're actually finding a sustainable, renewable fuel source for your entire leadership journey. This isn't just, you know, another box to tick. It's a strategic tool for lasting energy.
Couldn't agree more. You now literally possess the inner fuel needed to keep that leadership journey going and thriving. You're not just moving forward. You're doing it with genuine energy from within. You are absolutely ready for the final task of the Be Visionary Leadership Development Program.